This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
I told you guys this about a month ago, maybe more, that there is interest in the Dolphins front office in Justin Herbert. There's no doubt about that. Now, the question is, do they like Justin Herbert because they want to try to talk him up? And then while they're talking him up, is this the opportunity for them to try to entice other teams that maybe they will like Justin Herbert and they'll take Herbert and Tua will move down to them at number five? I don't think that's the case. I actually think they are thinking of Justin Herbert. Now, can I give you something twisted? Even though I'd rather have Jordan Love over Justin Herbert, I'd rather have the project. Because with Jordan, you might have to work a little bit on his mechanics and some of his decisions, because that's what you saw at Utah State. With Justin, it's not really about that. It's more about his maturity. And being able to handle a locker room of men, you know, and be able to lead a group of men and handle adversity at the NFL level, which you're going to face a lot of it in the NFL. And so that's the question more with Justin Herbert. Here's what I got to also think with the Dolphins. And this is what you also have to think. If they feel that Jordan Love is too much of a project at number five, which he is a project. Don't kid yourself in any way, shape, or form. The guy's a project. He's not worthy of the number five pick. If you're taking him, it's because you're reaching for him and you are sure you're going to make him a franchise guy. I mean, you better be 100% sure. And there's some holes in his game. As much as I like him, I have to tell you, there's some holes in his game. I would take him at 18, but I would not take him at five. Because I'm passing up a left tackle that I know is going to start. I'm passing up something that I know a pass rusher, outside pass rushing linebacker, a shutdown corner. I'm passing something up at five that I know is a sure thing pretty much. Because that's at that point, you have some of those players there. So that's where I have a problem passing up for a project. And I get it. We're desperate for a quarterback. But here's where the Justin Herbert stuff actually makes a little sense. And this is coming from a guy that's not a big Justin Herbert guy, okay? But again, you have to be objective about this. I, in no way, shape, or form, would ever take Tua. Okay? Let's understand that. All right? At five, I would never take Tua. I think Tua is a sack of injuries. I think Tua is going to break down and he is just going to piss you off and you're going to then regret it, whoever drafts him, and you're going to say, well, yeah, this is what he was in college. That's what I'm afraid of. Hey, maybe the miracle of all miracles, after all of these surgeries and all of these injuries, the guy finds a way to stay healthy. I doubt it. But if it happens, so be it. You move on. You made the mistake. I just don't think it's going to be a mistake. I think it'll be a bigger mistake drafting him, thinking things are going to change. It's, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the Panthers. The Panthers are soft. The Panthers, they don't win on a consistent basis. They can't play defense. They can't, they suck at goaltending. They're an inconsistent team, but yet, somehow or another, we're hoping they sneak into the playoffs. For what? Do you think a team that's already played three quarters of their season is all of a sudden going to change now and become a tough team and play great defense and be great at goaltending and do everything you're supposed to? All of a sudden, they're going to change from what they've been the entire year. Come on, man. So all of a sudden, you think Tua's going to be durable? Tua's not even a good athlete. He's a decent athlete. So he's not a guy that's going to be PJ Walkering the place all over. He's not going to be avoiding people. He'll run a little, but he's not the guy that's going to be darting around, dodging. He isn't Roger the Dodger. He isn't Michael Vick. That's not who he is. He's not even Russell Wilson. Okay? He's not that kind of athlete. And with a hip injury, oh, and here's one more thing. I want you to remember this because a lot of people aren't thinking about this. You draft Jordan Love, you get to work with him this year. You draft Justin Herbert, you get to work with him this year. You draft Tua, you're not working with him this year. He's rehabbing. Think about that. So he may take the field at the end of next season, or he may not take the field at all, and then you wait for him to come back on 2021, and that's when he breaks down and you find out that you screwed up. Oh, by the way, two drafts have gone by now. You ever thought of that? You ever thought about that? You ever thought that when Tua rests this year, you sit him out all year, you're not taking a quarterback in 2021 because you took Tua. And then Tua takes the field in 2021 and continues to break down. Then where are you? Nobody talks about that. Nobody mentions it. Because you will skip that draft in quarterback. That means you won't draft another one till 2022. Because you screwed up with Tua and you waited a whole year to find out that you screwed up with Tua. Ladies and gentlemen, I have no interest going down that road with Tua. None. I love him as a passer. Dude is deadly accurate. Ball placement, all that stuff. I just don't think he'll ever stay standing long enough to enjoy those talents. And that's my problem with Tua. And so the Justin Herbert thing, okay, so you're the Dolphins. Think about this now, okay? You're the Dolphins. I just brought all this scenario out to you. So we draft a kid. We're not really going to play him this year because he's got to recover from that hip injury. So we give him pretty much the whole year to recover, and we're not going to see him till 2021. And what if he continues to break down and we didn't take a quarterback either in 2021 because the draft is way before the 2021 season? Then what do we do? Then we're going to be that. Why do you think I've said over and 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 over? And by the way, I said it over again also. Take a second quarterback if you take Tua. Because this is the scenario that you're stuck in. This doesn't make any sense at all. You know what I mean? It's asinine. And so what are you going to say?
Well, what about, like, let's throw this scenario that even weakens it. Rosen ends up showing he's the guy. And Tua
Drew Brees,
still has this
Drew Brees, Philip Rivers.
Tua still has this injury thing, and half the league is like, hey, you picked him. We don't want him. So he's devalued.
Yeah. So, I mean, or what about if Anthony Gordon shines or Jordan Love or Nate Stanley or, you know, or Davidson or any of
that? You're never going to get that fifth pick value back onto him.
Right. So here's where the Herbert thing makes sense. If I don't want to deal with this hip injury for 2 years, and I may not know if he can play till 2021, okay, then maybe I am better off taking Justin Herbert because I can now work on his psyche because I don't have to work on him physically because he's built like Adonis. The guy's 6'6", 240, runs like a deer, throws, has a cannon for an arm. So, and he doesn't turn over the ball. And please don't say he's Ryan Tannehill in this sense. Did you watch the Senior Bowl when that pass rusher was coming right off the snap? That would have been a sack. He has actually pocket awareness. He's not Ryan Tannehill. Okay? And he has accuracy. He's not Ryan Tannehill. Justin's problem is not the physical issues. It's if you build up the mental side of it. So if you're the Dolphins, do I have to build up a guy physically, which I can because I'm not God. It's either his body holds up or it doesn't. But maybe I can build up his psyche. So again, I'm not a Justin Herbert guy, but I'm definitely not a Tua guy at five. I think it's asinine to take him at five. I think it's even dumber when people say, oh, trade up to three to get Tua. Yeah, I'm going to trade up for a broken-hipped guy at number three. Do you know how stupid that sounds? That's almost as asinine as the Matthew Stafford articles last week. Here's Matt Patricia going into his third year. He has to win and get in the playoffs. He's going to trade away his franchise quarterback to bring in a rookie, which will guarantee him a losing season. Oh, and by the way, they're going to bring in a rookie with a bad hip. Like, people don't think, like, you don't think the GM and the coach have to prove themselves this year and get in the playoffs? Because if Detroit doesn't get in the playoffs, they're cooked. And those guys are fired. You think the Fords are going to say, no, yeah, let's get rid of Stafford. Let's give you a clean slate so you can start with a new quarterback and that'll buy you more time. No, man. Patricia doesn't have any more time. But no, let's write articles like this will make the Dolphins nervous. You don't think for yourselves, man. Let's just write an article for sensationalism because that's what it is. It's not an article of substance because if you actually put one and one together, there's no way you get rid of Matt Stafford this year. It's impossible. Because Tua's not going to take you to the playoffs. And Patricia must make the playoffs this year. Because if not, they're going to fire his ass. Guaranteed. But no, let's write that article. Because it'll get a rise out of Dolphin fans that aren't thinking just like the writers. You know what I'm saying? So it's just nuts, man. It really is. It's funny, and it's humorous. But I do understand Herbert's interest by the Dolphins because if you feel that the next level guys are too much of a project physically, okay? Because I like Nate Stanley, but he's a project down the line. You know, a couple rounds down. I love the Davidson kid from Princeton, but he's a project of a third-day draft project. I like Anthony Gordon. He's probably a second-rounder on a project. And I love Jordan Love. But again, I'm not blind. I see that he makes bad decisions. He has some erratic throws at times. There are things that he does. Now, he played on a terrible team. So this is something that you have to take into account. But even if you play on a terrible team, you should be able to take care of the football. Okay? Eli Manning played on a poor football team at Ole Miss. He didn't have a lot of talent around him, but he played efficiently overall. And that helped him. And that helps him. And he played in the most difficult conference also on top of playing an efficient game. These are things that you have to look at as a front office. Jordan Love was not efficient. And I like him, but I like him because the athleticism that guy has, and he can make some throws that, man, you'll go with Jordan Love, you're like, wow, holy crap, did you see that? Because you know a lot of people can't make those throws, but you got to get it down to a consistent basis. And at this level, these aren't sliding glass windows. Like I always tell you, these are bathroom windows. They're small. The opportunities are small. You better be accurate, and you better be decisive. And quick. So that the Herbert stuff actually makes sense.
In reference to Herbert, with Fitzpatrick there and his seven kids and his groundedness and stuff like that, do you have him with Fitzpatrick right up under his wing and exposing him to the family and
everybody,
grow up and all that?
Everybody.
Or does that scare that guy away like, holy crap, look at seven kids. And that, you know what I mean?
No, I don't. What do you mean? You're talking some silliness.
No, but I'm saying like how some people, like he wants to be young. He's in Miami. He wants
right,
to do.
So?
Like you do one thing and it's maybe overkill and it scares the kid. And he's like, oh, man, I don't want to do any part of that. You know what I'm saying? How that would maybe freak him out a little bit because he's young.
freak what out? Fitzpatrick and seven kids?
And the family, like grounding him, getting him to grow up, mature.
Are you talking about Justin Herbert?
Yeah, Herbert, right. Exactly.
Oh, no, I think that could only be, bro.
You think it would help?
Yeah, guys like Fitzpatrick are only positives.
Exactly.
You can only
right.
look at that guy like a positive.
I'm just thinking, like, if he's as immature as he is,
all the
you know
interceptions
what I mean?
He's thrown in his life, those may not be positives, but a lot of other things that Fitz does is positive, man.
I'm not talking about anything football. I'm talking about helping Herbert grow at maturity wise.
None of that's
because that sounds like that's the major issue.
None of that's going to have anything to do with it. It's in the locker room. It's helping him handle the day to day, the week to week, in the huddle, in the game, all that kind of stuff. That's where it is.
If we get Herbert, we're going to have to get him at 5.
Yeah, no. He's not going to last 18. He's a top 10 pick.
And if he's gone,
he's
it sounds like
he's physically gifted to allow him to drop that far.
And if there's the panic of you got three guys gone, how fast does Love come off the
board? Remember, when you talk about Herbert, it's not a guy that's erratic. It's not a guy. This guy can throw the ball. This guy's accurate. This guy's a really good athlete. This guy's efficient. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He doesn't kill you in that sense. It's off the field, it's in the huddle, it's on the sidelines, it's not about the game. So it's up to you as a franchise. Am I praying for some guy to stay healthy and, you know, like Humpty Dumpty, or do I just, okay, let me work on the psyche of this kid instead? I think I got a much better chance at rebuilding this when I can never rebuild the other guy because he's broken already. You know, that's the stuff that you can't
teach. Is it safe to assume that Love is probably gone by our 18th pick? If those three are gone, you know what I'm saying?
If what?
If the big three are gone,
yes.
With Herbert being the third,
yes.
Is Love gone by 18? Do we even
yes.
have Love will be swooped up.
I believe he will be taken in the top 15. Somebody will reach. They will.
So our play is 5.
5, yes.
At QB, basically.
Right. That's why I think they maybe Herbert is the guy that they take because of that, you know? Let's see. Mike Monaco, he's one of your listeners. He shook your hand at the Toyota place. Okay, Mike Monaco. Who are we talking about there? I'm joining in here in the middle. Let's see. What else do we have here? Ty says, I will not support the QB of this franchise if it's Tua or Herbert, Big O. Well, unlike you, Ty, I support everything because I'm a Dolphins fan. I may disagree with it, but I have to support it. I have no choice. I can disagree. Let's see. Jay Love doesn't impress me enough. Herbert or Tua, I'm good with at 5. That's what Michael says. What else do we have here? Big O, you make everything interesting. I don't know about that. My wife doesn't think so. Let's see. Matt Patricia should already be fired. I'm with you, but I mean, it is the Lions. They fired the guy that like had 3 winning seasons out of 4, made the playoffs twice, but they fired him. It's crazy. Henry Crinkle says Jordan is Jameis. No. Jordan's not a head case like Jameis Winston. That's not fair. That's not fair. No. No, that's not fair. Jordan Love's a good kid, man. Herbert is going to go crazy with the weapons he's going to have, and we need a running back. So user Tom says. Michael says, doesn't matter what QB they draft, they should sit behind Fitz till the very end of the season. That's true, Michael. Not all the way, but, you know, about 3/4. I'm with you. One guy says, I don't want a broken down and choke Tua. Oh, because, you know, the big games, he hasn't come through. That's why people are throwing that choke thing now. Who's a bigger jerk, Matt Patricia or Bill Romanowski? Wow. That's a tight race, bro. It's a tight race there. That's a tight race. I'll go with Patricia, bro. Okay? Because I mean, that slob has got a bird's nest on his face, and he's actually telling some reporter to sit up or something straight. Meanwhile, he's walking in with a pencil in his ear, a bird nest on his face, and a jumpsuit. That's your head coach. So, yeah, no. Oh, and the hat's backwards. It's like, come on, bro. You're not allowed to tell a reporter how to sit when you dress like that. But, again, coming back full circle, I can understand why Herbert might be in the mix when you think about all you have to go with through with Tua. And, again, think about this. You won't really find out about Tua till 2021 after the next draft. So if you're that sold on Tua, are you sold on him that you got to sit for 2 years to find out whether he's the guy? That's something to think about. See, if you draft Jordan Love and screw up right in the first year, you'll find out like halfway through the year, you throw Jordan Love in there or Justin Herbert, and for that half year, they look terrible, and you're like, uh-oh, did we screw up? All right, let's cover our ass. Let's take another quarterback. You play two of the last couple games of the season because you're trying to get him, you know, acclimated or whatever in one game or two, and then he goes into an offseason, you won't be able to make a determination. And you won't find out till the following year. And then you're in November, December of 2020, and you're like, holy crap, we made a mistake. Or 2021, I'm sorry. And you won't be able to get that another quarterback till 2022. It's a long time, ladies and gentlemen. You need 2 years from when you draft him to then find out to assess him. You don't even get to assess him in his rookie year. I don't think people really have talked about that at all. At all. I don't think anybody brings that up.
Nobody has.
No, they just say draft him. Pick him. Trade up for him.
All the talk right now is how he's making all
progress
that he's going to get the throw and he's going to get to this.
Throw doesn't mean he's healthy. Throw doesn't mean he's 100%. Throw doesn't mean he can take punishment. Oh, by the way, I don't think he's ever been able to take punishment. So I'm just saying, I see a report with Le'Veon Bell. Now, here is Adam Gase at work once again and at work doing the wrong things because that's usually what he does. He normally just doesn't handle things the right way. So a report comes out about Le'Veon Bell possibly being overweight last year and that he wasn't in shape, right? So the report, it says, Le'Veon Bell signed with the Jets as a free agent last offseason. Some discussion about whether he'd be in shape after sitting out the entire 2018. Those concerns didn't stop the Jets from signing him to a four-year deal. Now, that apparently has not gone away as he moves into his second season with the team, according to Rich Cimini of ESPN. Reports are that the team feels Bell lost explosiveness as he put on weight over the course of the 2019 season. But then again, when you only give him 10 carries a game, that happens. Bell's results on the field back up the analysis. He averaged a career-low 3.2 yards per carry. Yeah, let's not put on the fact that their offensive line sucked and that they didn't have a quarterback on a consistent basis all last year, right? Some of which can be pinned on playing behind a subpar offensive line, but Bell didn't look like the back who starred for the Steelers earlier in his career. That's why there has been chatter about the Jets being open to a trade. Okay, now, how are they going to be open to, a trade? Cimini notes that the team, I lost my spot here. There's been chatter about open to a trade, but Cimini notes that the team doesn't think it's a likely outcome. Bell turns 28 on Tuesday, is on $13.5 million in guaranteed salary in 2020, and they probably couldn't expect much in return, even if they decided to go that route. So, first of all, I don't think you're going to have a lot of trade offers now because you're talking about a guy that sat out a year and then followed it up with a subpar year. And the one thing that you were always worried about with Le'Veon is, was he more about money driven? And I want you to also remember this.